Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about the Akashic Records. We tell you the definitions of the Akashic Records. You can call in your questions, and you can find out more about your life and decisions you may want to make. And we just talk about whatever comes up in your life to talk about. But tonight, I am fresh home. I guess that's not the greatest English, but I am home from Columbus, Ohio. Just finished a great weekend at the Universal Light Expo at the Vets Memorial in Columbus. Met a lot of wonderful, wonderful people that came to my booth and my lecture. And so anybody who's listening from Columbus or was at the Universal Light Expo, a great big hello. And I want you just, I want to first of all give you the telephone numbers to call in, any questions you might have. The first number is 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4520. And currently the lines are open and we're waiting for your call. Now, what I also want to do is I want to truly wish everyone a very meaningful 10-10-10. This is a very auspicious day, and if you have been following the energies or are sensitive to energies, you know that October 10th, 2010 is a 10-10-10. And there are new portals, there are new energies that are shifting here on the planet. And what I'm also receiving from the Akashic Records is new grids are opening as well as being created. And the reason those grids are opening and being created is because we are preparing for more love. And what that means is, you know, you always hear me talk about love. Well, that's what the Akashic Records are truly about. It's about human beings reconnecting with the love that is their birthright, their divine birthright of love. And when you are able to access your own personal Akashic Records, the information that comes forward is supportive, is loving, it is not critical, it is not chastising. It is about giving you greater insight in grounded information. And if for those of you who are just tuning in for the very first time, the Akashic Records give you your soul's information about why you incarnated in this lifetime. But there's more to the Akashic Records than just that, more than past lives, more than future possibilities. It's all about helping you feel comfortable in your skin as a human. And then, beyond that, when you learn how to access your own Akashic Records, it's about really asking the questions that are going to give you the answers about even global things and how they relate to you. If you want insight into a new formula you're trying to create, let's say you're a mathematician, you can ask the Akashic Records to help you formulate the cure. Well, you could ask for the cure, but you could also ask for the way to solve an engineering problem, for example, or to create a beautiful piece of art, or to better parent your child. So there's so many different ways, or to write a book, or a song, or create a painting, or a sculpture. Yeah, so there's many, many ways to use the energy of the Akashic Records, and that's what you learn when you take a class. At least that's what you learn when I teach you how to access your own Akashic Records. And that class is coming up in Cleveland, Ohio, next weekend on the 16th and 17th of October. So if that's of interest to you, you're going to want to give me a call, as well as, email me. That'd be great. Email is info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can email your questions tonight. You can email them or call. And so again, email@akashicwisdom.com. info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the name of the program. Put an info in front of it, an AM sign, and akashicwisdom.com, and I can get your questions. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about the 10-10-10 information. And there's what I'm hearing is there's a new portal also being created where more DNA information is going to be available. Now, you've heard me talk about the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones have talked about the fact that we as humans actually have 18 strands of DNA. And those 18 strands of DNA are all connected to a different star system. And even though they're not visible to the doctors or the scientists yet, the actual energetic existence of these DNA strands is very real. And depending on what your personal connection with your galactic connection, with your spiritual connection, is the way that you move into your greatness, if you will, into your purpose. And so working with your own personal DNA as far as a place where information has been stored for you, and it's the strands of DNA that where your information has been stored, where you actually stored it before you came in to this lifetime, is what you want to learn how to retrieve. And the way to actually assist yourself in that is one of the ways is this new portal that's opening on the 10-10-10. It's a new, and there also, as was said, there's a new grid work that's connecting with the planet and also connecting the inhabitants on the planet at a higher level, and also connecting the planet to other, not only other star systems and galaxies, but to other existences within our own solar system, within our own galaxy. And as you know, that there are many, 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 many galaxies, too many to count, out in the universe. However, it's our intention is our human being intention, our species intention, to be able to expand our own knowledge and ability to stay on the earth in a struggle-free way. Now, one of the things that's come forward from the Akashic Records is that this is a planet of struggle, and that as the human race advances, that the struggle will be less and less. However, that needs to be a consensus of opinion, and the way that we eliminate struggle is clearly by moving deeper into our trust, deeper into our faith, and deeper into our love. And so it's with that type of formula that we need to move forward. And so it's going to be incumbent of you to really examine the places within you that you are not peaceful, that you don't feel loving, or that you are what I'm hearing, lacking faith. And this is not about a criticism. It's about an awareness. It's very important that you move forward and deep within you to create an awareness of what is happening within your life, both mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and physically. And you want to really move in to see where the gaps are. Because where the gaps are is where you want to be able to do your work it's about really working to, it's not just repair the gaps, it's about closing the gaps, and closing the gaps can be challenging, but you just want to bring the gaps together to make them smaller, because then you'll have a better opportunity to be able to hold greater energy. So I hope this is making sense to you. If it's not, and you have any questions about it, please feel free to call in, or if you'd like to discuss it in any way, please also call in, and let's talk about what you know to be your truth. See, that's the other piece, is that we are now being called to truly move into our own personal truth and define that. If you've been listening for the last few weeks, there was a three-part program that I brought forward called Defining Your Life. And that actually started on September 5th when I was outlining the curriculum for the Defining Your Life. And it's there were questions that were given and then commentary, but the questions are something that you also need to move forward with to help you define your life. So I'd like you just to consider that as we move forward on our program. I want to also make a comment that I'm going to be in San Diego, California, the last week in October. I'm leaving on the 26th. My first lecture is on the 26th of October. I have a lecture in the evening on the 26th, 27th, and 28th, and on the morning of the 29th in Carlsbad. So there's four different locations, and each lecture will be different based on the group, because I will be bringing forth a message for the group specifically for them, as the energy from the Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones instruct me to do so. So if you have some more things that you would like to talk about around the 10-10, we'd love to hear from you on that. But right now we're going to do a meditation to open our hearts on the 10-10-10. So feel free to give a call after I'm done with the meditation. So what I'm going to ask you all to do is take a nice deep breath and move into your heart. And allow the expansion of your heart and that light to expand within your heart. And allow that light to expand within your entire body. Illuminating all that needs to be illumined and healing all that needs to be healed. And illuminating the areas that need more love. What areas of your being need more love? This is not love from others. It's love from you. What areas of your life need more acceptance and more compassion? Who is the most important person you need to move into forgiveness around? What do you really need to make you happy, beyond money, beyond material things? What is your true heart's desire? These are questions that hopefully you're receiving answers on. And now I'd like you to take another deep breath and go deeper into relaxation. And imagine you're standing in a capsule of light. This light is enfolding you and loving you and helping you feel the oneness, not only of the universe, but of who you are. And as you are enfolded in this capsule of light, I want you to notice and it just feels natural to put your hands over your heart. And now I'd like you to see that above your head, there are 12 circles of light that represent 12 different frequencies of higher level mind and 12 different dimensions. Of love, light, compassion, and wisdom. And I'd like you to see yourself move upward, ascend upward. There you go. Through the first circle of light. Downloading all the information you need from the light that is surrounding you. Taking another deep breath and moving to the second circle of light and allowing that information to come forward. It does not have to be conscious, it can be energetic. And out of the third circle of light, expanding your heart so you can move to the fourth circle of light. And allow the light to permeate your being. Allow the light to support you as you move now to the fifth circle of light. Breathing deeper. And allowing yourself to open to the magnificent energies that are there. Propelling you now to the sixth circle of light. You're halfway there. Halfway there to expanding your consciousness to receive the information that is so vital for your survival and your personal expansion. Moving to the seventh circle of light, allowing the mystery of life to be given to you. The reason for humanity and the reason for the challenges so that you can move forward and move over the obstacles of challenge. And now to the eighth circle of light. And this light is golden. It's a high mind light. It gives you the higher purpose of who you are. And now moving to the ninth circle of light. Downloading all of the issues that need completion as you move into mastership. And move to the tenth circle of light. Going more into nonverbal receiving. The 11th circle of light. Experiencing a knowing and understanding to the 12th circle of light, where your energy is totally expanded, where you totally understand from a knowing wisdom, inner wisdom within you, what your true purpose is, of why you incarnated. And look around at the different circles of beings that have incarnated with you, that are important to you, that have affected your life. See their light for who they are. see their light for their truth. And see the light of love that shines within them as it shines within you. For the light you see is your light being reflected back to you. And as you gather all the wisdom, all the knowing, and reaching your arms up to receive, gathering it all, moving deep into gratefulness, allow your arms to come back to your heart. Come back to your knowing. And come back to your body. And come back to the gratefulness of being here on the planet at this time, at this place in history. And taking another deep breath, anchoring your energy into the beautiful earth, that beautiful crystal emerald, that emerald crystal in the core, coming back with a new vision and a new light of who you are and what you want here on this planet for yourself and for your fellow human being. Create the vision. Create the plan and move forward into your enlightenment. Namaste. And when you're ready, come back to the room. I hope you found benefit from that. The energy is all around you and loving you. And if you'd like to call in and share your experience, we'd love to hear that. You can call in at 530-413-4511. There are other numbers on the website. I just want you to just move forward into your heart. We have a question now. It's interesting. It was sent in by Brent. And just as an FYI, Brent, I received it at 11:11 p.m. Eastern Time. So I think that's very interesting. The question is, what are my ancestral expectations that were handed down to me by my Pleiadian ancestors? So let me just get a moment and... Well, interestingly enough, Brent, it's almost like you are the one you've been waiting for. You are your Pleiadian ancestors incarnate. And the expectations that were handed down by these wonderful Pleiadian beings well, actually, it's interesting because what I'm hearing is there's a difference between expectation and experimentation. So the idea here is it's really more about the Pleiadian ancestors were a part of this planet. And as they were a part of the seeding of the planet, the expectations were more along the lines of how the species, the human species, would react to various challenges. And then that was documented. So it really was an observational piece. And I know you're there, caller. I'll be with you in just a moment. But there is what's important here is that the Pleiadian ancestors that helped seed this planet were moving into a place of wonder within their own beingness and wanted to see how quickly the species, that being human species, would evolve to that level. And as we know, there is no time. But we've been on this planet for hundreds of thousands and millions of years. But we're still evolving, and we're still experimenting with our own personal expectations for ourselves. Hello, caller. Hello? Is somebody there? Did you hang up? Well, we had a caller, and I said I would be right with them, but maybe they will call back. Are you there, caller? Hello? Okay, so I don't know what happened to you, but please give a call back at 530-413-4511. So, Brent, I would love to have you call in and discuss that. That would be an important piece, and I hope you found benefit from that answer. It's a shorter answer than normal, but again, if you were in a one-on-one consultation with me, we could go deeper based on your question. So it was a very interesting question. Again, they keep saying that we are the ones we've been waiting for, so we have to really take that into consideration. Okay. All right, let's see if we have some more questions. On the Internet. Oh, here's their caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Who is this?
Oh, I lost you before. You couldn't hear me. I could hear you.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Carm.
K-A-R-M?
See, it's actually Carmelita, but I go by Carm.
Okay. Carm, where are you calling from, Carm?
Colorado.
Oh, great. Is this your first time listening?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Well, how'd you find us?
I think I found it from the BBS radio. I got it off of a link from, another place I was. I'm all
great.
Over the place.
Well, welcome to the
you.
Akashic Wisdom Show. How can the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records help you tonight?
I've had some past life readings done, several, as a matter of fact, and I pretty much know a little bit about my history from Atlantis on.
Uh-huh.
But my issue, I've done a lot of research because it's just, for some reason, it's just not helping. All the research and knowledge I have, and there's quite a bit, 38 years, I'm a doctor of metaphysics.
Uh-huh.
I have Rh negative O blood. I was hoping that could be a good intro to asking you, can you give me a lead on my connection with that? I know
your
that Rh I was an Atlantean,
yeah.
And I know that they were connected, the Lyrians. The Lemurians and the Atlanteans were connected to the Pleiadian Syrians, but I have some insight or some feeling that, and heard before, that I'm not from this universe.
Okay.
I've been 30 years ahead of everybody. Everything that everybody's learning, I knew 30 years ago. And so I find myself at a really intense crossroads right about now. And I was just wondering if maybe you could help.
Sure. Do you have a lot of questions there? and that's okay.
The biggest one I thought would help, just kind of eliminate a lot of the questions, is if you could find out about the Rh negative O, because I feel like there's a lead there. It has to do with my DNA and my program.
Right. Well, let me just... Their masters, teachers, and loved ones would like to ask you another a question about this before they go into details. Carm, Are you experiencing any challenges in your regular life now? Because I'm seeing there are some.
Since I was born.
Right.
Every day of my life.
Right.
Every day of my life, intense. I've had paranormal experiences, men in black, UFOs, Bigfoot, 2 years of missing time. I can go on.
That's all right. The other piece is, and the relationship with your physical parents in this lifetime?
What about them?
I said, do you have a relationship with your physical parents in this lifetime?
They both passed 5 years ago.
Okay. And prior to that, what was your relationship?
Good. I was very, very close with my parents.
Good. All right. So the reason this is important is because what's coming forward here is that when you were, and what I'm hearing is five, and maybe you just said five, but I'm also hearing five, is that it's not just that you were visited by UFOs, but what I'm hearing is that you actually have, and maybe even be conscious of, a parallel life in another universe. Does that make sense to you?
I know that I am a hybrid.
A hybrid,
I know that
yeah.
My parents were genetically manipulated by ETs when I was conceived.
Okay. All right.
I know that.
How do you,
I know that.
And how do you know that?
Well, first my mother told me.
Oh, okay. All right.
She had a recall of it, which she thought was strange, but the reason being is they were abducted several times, and she didn't remember any of it except the last time they only took my father and left her, and she was upset about it. And that's why she had a conscious memory of it.
Interesting. And then, and you understand that you were taken quite a bit when you were a kid, right?
Well, I left home when I was 13 years old, and I spent 8 years on the streets, and two of those 8 years I was missing.
Okay. And do you know where you were?
In California.
Do you know where you were at that age? Do you know where you were during those 2 years?
Somewhere around Mount Shasta.
Okay. And the reason you left home was why?
My parents were alcoholics.
Interesting.
I'm a doer. I'm a fixer. I can't sit idle and do nothing. And there's problems in life around me. I have to get up and move. I have to get up and fix them. If I can't fix them for the people around me, I move forward and move through it and try to fix them for myself.
Okay, great. All right.
Also have Tourette's syndrome.
Okay.
And I did the past life research in the Akashic Records for that and found out that I acquired Tourette's syndrome because I was an Atlantean scientist toward the last fallen days when it was taken over by nefarious beings. And I was in the plot of it where they were genetically manipulating the workers, the slaves, the things they had created.
Uh-huh.
And when they were doing that, they were causing damage, mutations, retardations. We were causing that, I should say. There was 12 of us. And me and one of the other 12 scientists stood up and said, this is not going to happen. It's wrong. We got to stop it. And they grabbed us and did it to us, which was out of sync in the reality because we were one of the God creators and we were thrown into this lower level. And what had been done to the things that we had created through thoughts that had manifested physically eventually, when we all dropped to the third. In that process, I acquired Tourette's syndrome. That's where Tourette's syndrome comes from. It has to do with the serotonin and the dopamine and the brain chemistry.
But that's a choice in a lifetime. In other words, like you don't have to have it in every lifetime.
Well, I have. That's how I found out. I mean, whatever the choice was or how that I was born with it, it has to do with probably formulating in the character of the soul, I guess.
Well, no, based on what the Akashic Records have shared, is that each lifetime actually stands separately, and that you bring forth from past lifetimes that which you would like to work on in this lifetime. So the idea here is that that there's the way of thinking that you are being punished in one lifetime.
I don't think that. I think that I was dropped into this experience probably to understand it because I chose not to do it. I get that part. I had a whole family full of Tourette's beings that I assume that my objective was to help them through it.
Right.
Psychologically.
Right. When do you notice that Tourette's comes on?
I guess covered up a lot of the tics in the psychological anxieties by just creating a really strong character. I have a strong will. I'm a Leo with a Scorpio rising and a Capricorn moon.
Okay.
I'm a real strong individual.
Sure. Well, that also was a choice.
Yeah.
You understand that the only way that you could have survived and what you've survived is by having that chart.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm fine
with all that. I am just at this point lost because I am unevenly yoked with the man I've been married to for 29 years.
Did you say uneven yoked?
Yes.
Got it. All right.
Spiritually.
Yeah. All right.
And it's been really hard.
You feel that you can't leave him? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's not even it. I'm very sick.
Okay.
I have an arterial disease illness that's genetic. I got from my father. My arteries are collapsing. Plus, they never grew past infant size. My dad died from it. My brother almost died from it. They did an arterial bypass in his stomach to his leg so he could walk again, and he's fine. But my whole body is blocked, not all except for my neck. Everything else is pretty bad, and I just went through 3 surgeries in the last 3 years, and it took its toll on me. I've been through 10 surgeries in my whole life. I lost all my female stuff, my ovaries, everything, by the time I was 32. And I caught tuberculosis, and a Chinese doctor saved my life with herbs.
Uh-huh.
My whole life, I mean, almost died at birth. I mean, my whole life has been a struggle and a struggle and a struggle. It's about my will. I understand a lot of that. Exercising my willpower, because it's pretty strong, being a Leo. And I'm sure it has to do with right choices in regards to that will, because I feel very responsible for everything I think, create, and feel.
One of the most important pieces, though, is that it's really going to be important, Carm, that you release the need to fix your husband.
I'm trying. I've been trying. And then outside of that, I don't know what to do because it stops me from being me.
Right.
And I can't live in a lie. I can't be phony. I don't want to live with phony. I want everything in my life to be real. Even if it's bad or upside down, I'll try to fix it. But I want it to be real.
Okay. All right. So right now, in what way could you actually move? And this is here and now stuff. This is not past life. It's not a galactic. It needs to be here and now. What I'm hearing is it's the anchor of now that needs to happen so that you can survive the challenges that you have. And so right now, what action step could you take to make you more truthful with you about who you are?
Being able to get up and be me. I'm so sick I can't walk. I can't do anything anymore. And that burden has been laid on him, and it's just a mess. It's terrible. I probably would have died without the surgeries, but I thought the surgeries would really help, and in the end, they really didn't help. They just kind of prolonged my life.
Well, but the question...
I'm in constant pain.
Yeah,
I have another disease called it's called visceral sympathetic nervous breakdown.
Okay.
My nervous centers are so, they've been like this for years. The Chinese doctor read my pulses and he just like, why are you still alive? That was 20 years ago. My aura is bright red. It's been red for years. It never stops. My adrenaline is broke, completely broke. I have no adrenaline because it's all burned out. I worked 3 jobs, raised tons of kids, worked until I collapsed. And now it's hard for me to do anything for myself.
Do you understand what's running? Would you? But here's what's something that you really need to look at. What's really going on? Part of what's going on here is that the aspect of anger has actually started taking over your life. It's not anger. It's unexpressed anger.
No, I express it to the point where I get sick. I don't hide nothing. Matter of fact, that's part of my husband's problem with me. I don't hide anything. And he's pretty private about his feelings. He doesn't share a lot. He just kind of lives with it, holds it in. And my metaphysical studies, you don't hold in your emotions. You express your truth and try to work through it. Otherwise, you'll get cancer.
you are holding it. The problem is what I'm hearing is that you are holding up, you're holding anger. That's what's going on. That's one of the reasons, that's one of the things that you can do to release, is move into releasing that anger.
Okay, because, well, I try. I don't know what I'm not doing to do that. I try.
A criticism. It's a suggestion of you moving into.
I appreciate that. I just don't know how to do it, I guess, because I've been trying and apparently it's not working.
Okay, so here's one of the things that has to do is that there's your relationship with the divine, and it's the anger that you're carrying at. It's about I just got to get the right words here. There's a part of you that
is. Sorry.
What'd you say?
I said I know I'm difficult. I'm sorry.
No. Oh no 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 no. I'm working with the records, and so I wait for them to tell me, and I don't interpret anything. So I have to wait for the words to come. So it's no. It's not about you being difficult.
Okay.
No, not at all. No. What's happening here is that you're in a spiral, and that you're holding. There was like the anger that you're feeling, even though you've been trying to work with it. As far as everybody else is concerned, the most important person that you have to work with right now, Karma, is yourself, about releasing the feeling of helplessness that you have been carrying for all these years. Because the helplessness is coupled with your strong personality even makes you more angry at yourself. Check that
okay.
out.
If I'm still stuck with that though, right? I don't know how I can't help myself the way I would have before I got sick.
Right. But here's the piece. What's coming forward is that you may want to experiment with actually moving into gratefulness for the physicality you have, and move into gratefulness for the blessings that you have, move into gratefulness for any type of feelings. There's a need for gratefulness. There's a need for a greater connection with the divine from a gratefulness point of view. And there's a need for you to appreciate who you are from a place of strength rather than a place of what I'm hearing is rebellion. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, kind of. I'm hearing what you're saying, but it feels like a catch 22 to an extent because I.
Okay.
Well, first, in the sense of dynamics, my personality is so overbearing and strong. I really have a good heart. I'm very compassionate, and I have a tendency to want to save everybody from themselves, as it were. Kind of. I don't know how else to word it, but
that's because you want to be in constant control.
People have come to me all my life for counseling, advice.
Yeah.
But in the same token, I don't get any acceptance or appreciation or acknowledgement for it. So it's really hard for me to see my works. And a lot of it, too, is because I go over a lot of people's heads. I don't mean to.
Okay.
I'm just giving them knowledge that this is it, and they haven't reached a point of understanding it. So I try to break it down the best I can, and mostly because I've questioned everything my whole life. When I was on the streets, I just kept saying to myself, why didn't anybody tell me this? Why didn't anybody tell me? And I grew up thinking that if I tell everybody what nobody's telling them, it would help them help themselves.
How'd that work for you?
It worked fine for them, but didn't do so good for me.
Right. And so at this point in your life, what's going on is there's an expectation that you're holding, and that expectation is what's hurting you. And
yes,
so what's
being a Leo, I want acknowledgement. I don't even want I don't fame or fortune or anything else. I just want to be acknowledged for what I do give, because I feel so unappreciated. That's my whole life. I've never been appreciated my whole life. For anything.
Right. And so and do you suspect that the reality is also is about you appreciating yourself?
Well, you know what, I would say yes up until about 1985 or so, when I had an epiphany and I just walked through about 3 years of born again Christian mode. And found out that nobody wanted to hear that either. And I went deeper into metaphysics. And at that point, I had the most wonderful thing happen to me. Oh, my God, it was just divine. My whole body lit up, and I had a beam of light leave my body, and it was visible. Leave my body up out of our planetoid atmosphere. It went as far as the sun. It was amazing to me, and it just rocked my world, and I was never the same after that.
Okay.
And I always loved myself from that day forward. I've never felt anything but love for myself. No matter what anything or anybody says or does to me, I know I'm divine. I know I love me. And my spirit talks to me all the time and tells my body, my karm self, you're loved. You are
That's
loved.
Right.
And deep down, I know it. My mother used to try to tell me all the time, the things you do are remarkable. You just don't see what you're doing. You don't see the results, so you don't think anything's working. So what
can you do now? And the question the master's teachers and loved
ones
want
you to ask
you. Well,
that's why I'm calling you. I wanted to find out, because I wanted to know about my DNA, because I think it would help me understand me better. My Rh negative is connected to I don't feel close to the Pleiadians or the Nibrunians or the Syrians or the Orions. I feel connected to all of them genetically in the experience that I'm human, and they're all part of the creating of this world and this reality.
Right.
But I don't feel like they're my source. And I feel like, you know, everybody has a God or somebody to be close to, and I was told who my guide, my teacher, and my angel were,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel connected to them even. I feel disconnected, and there's a void between me and what I feel is, where's my home? Where do I belong? Now, this is really strange, but my 8-year-old son came up with me. He had 3 days of visions when he was 8 years old, and came and he told me that him and I were from another universe, a non-material universe, where we had nothing but love, and we only procreated through love when we wanted to, and it wasn't physical. And somewhere in our reality, our black hole thingy, something came into our universe and blew us away and killed half of us, and we were all devastated because we never understood anything but love. We never knew death. We never knew any of that negativity per se. And it was just kind of weird that he brought this back from his dream state when he was 8 years old, and he didn't really know what he was telling me. But I did listen to him, and I did take it in. And that was the only source in my whole life that gave me any insight that why I might not feel like I belong.
Well, that was very, very wise. What he said was absolutely truth to you.
Well, yeah, it hurt. It hit home so hard. I believed it.
Well, it happens to be true. And the piece here, though, is that this particular lifetime you're in now is about healing that feeling, because the piece that's here, and well, first of all, your Rh negative blood. All right. What I'm hearing, and this is very interesting, is a direct connection, all right, to the divine, and it because it's so rare, it's a direct connection to the divine. Now, what is important for you in this lifetime is for you to find out what your true inner divinity is, and the recommendation from the masters, teachers, and loved ones just a moment ago was for you to go deep into gratitude. And that gratitude will actually move you to a place of joy and peace. And once you go to the joy and peace, it's almost like your heart will open and you'll be ready to receive the information.
Okay, the insight I got was when these spirits, these nefarious beings came into my reality and blew us apart, that's where my anger comes from. And that's why
well, that's not the only place it comes from. You've got a whole lifetime of anger to deal with.
I could blow that
You've
off.
You've got a whole lifetime.
I can get over any of it. I've walked through so much and blew it off. It's like, whatever, that's another experience. Put it down in
that's
the log.
That's not true. That's not true. You're lying to yourself.
You think?
Absolutely, because you just expressed it earlier. And your expression was, I don't get it. Basically, you're saying I don't become acknowledged, and that's what makes me angry. And those were your words, and that's what the masters, teachers, and loved ones were saying prior to you saying that, is that your journey here, okay, can shift when you choose to give up your anger about being helpless or powerless in certain situations, and in fact, not being acknowledged by anybody but yourself. Because no one else can give you what you can give you. It's not about them in this lifetime. It's only about you. That's why you have the rare blood, because you are a rare being of light.
Well, that's
that
it. That reading
much knowledge.
Said that, first of all, I'm an old soul. This is basically my last life here. I didn't even have to be here this time. Like you said, it was a choice.
Uh-huh.
I was told I have no karma. My karma's zeroed out because I know how to balance it, because I don't judge. I do move through it. I remember being born. I know what I look like spiritually. I'm a gray beard. I wear a gray robe, and I'm very old. I'm older than time. And I have a circle underneath an oak tree or some kind of wise tree, whatever it is. And I didn't want to come, and somebody pushed me off of the precipice, and I remember falling and falling and falling and hating it because I just knew I was going to splat when I hit Earth, and I hated it. I remember being angry that I really didn't want to come, and here I am.
And so can you put yourself back to the piece of that tree?
Yeah. I don't know why I
do that
all these years. I don't know why I didn't want to come. And I don't know why I really had to come. I don't, other than I love the people of Earth. And that
right.
My connection to that is very, I can sit in my own little bubble, and I could change the world with love if I knew how. Somehow, in my heart, I know this. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, first of all, Karen, the way you fix the world with love, quote-unquote, is to begin with yourself and to begin to set your boundaries and to begin to move into that state of gratitude that allows you the peace that you so deeply desire. And it's one step at a time. It's not an overnight miracle because you have a lot that you need to release. And quite frankly, you need to start with yourself. You also need to be able to move into that type of gratitude and forgiveness of your husband, your parents. But first you have to start with you. And the idea of coming here and being pushed and being angry since you got here is exactly what the masters, teachers, and loved ones were saying before about your anger. That it's about healing the anger. And the anger is what helps you in many ways, but it also can hurt you in many ways.
I'm so sick, I'm ready to snap. My body's just about ready to just collapse. It's had enough.
Right.
It's put its toll on my body.
So,
that's where the
office
comes in.
Yeah.
I am with the TS. I am hyper speed. I don't know how to slow down, and I take the tics and the nervous anxiety, and I put it into doing. My mother was the same way. She couldn't stop her. It's just better than being destructive or sitting there in physical pain, ticking out.
Right. Well, Carm, I have to take another question and I have to close the show. But for right now,
I'm
only here. That's okay. And so the recommendation is that you move to a place within your heart and mind that gives you the most amount of peace. And it sounds like that visualization of the tree would help you. And then from there, you move to a state of gratitude that will also give you peace. And then the other piece of this is that you have to stop trying to fix anybody else. It's no longer your responsibility. You do not have to fix anyone. All you have to do is right now, it's about finding peace within yourself and moving into gratitude because everyone else has their own path, and it's no longer your job to help them.
Okay,
you have to
I
help
gotcha.
You.
Thank you
okay?
for your help. God
You're
bless
welcome,
you.
Dear. God bless you.
Have a great night.
Okay. You too, darling. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Carm from Colorado. And we do have another question on board here, but we are 2 minutes before the end of the show. And so, Richard, we will be talking about your question next week. And the more specific the question, the better the answer. So if you want to email me a more specific question about your health, you can do that. One of the things I want to share with you is that the way I work with the Akashic Records doesn't have anything to do with futures. We had some questions about futures here, and because the choices you make today create your future. And so what we can talk about are probabilities or possibilities, but it's going to have everything to do with the way you make your choices for the way you want your life to feel and look. And so the recommendation for everyone is for you to do a personal inventory and get very clear not only of where you're at now, but how you want your life to feel and look. So I want to give you my email address again. It's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. Please feel free to email me your questions in preparation for next week's show. Also, if you're interested in that workshop for the Akashic Records next weekend, please let me know. I'll be happy to email you the information. And for those people who are interested, I'm also having in Cleveland a prosperity workshop in November, but for all of you folks who are on the West Coast, Northwest, or in California, do consider to come to San Diego. We're going to have not only the Level 1 class there where you learn to read your own Akashic Records, but we're going to also have the prosperity workshops for individuals. So it's a prosperity clearing for individuals and a prosperity marketing class and clearing for holistic practitioners, entrepreneurs, and business owners who are spiritual. So if that's of interest to any of you, you can certainly call me on my personal number, which is 216-691-1233. It's been a wonderful program. I wish you a very meaningful, again, 10-10-10, and it's about going in deeply to your heart's desire and the love that you have for yourself. So this is Donna Fox, and you're listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com, and I wish you a miracle-filled week, and I love you very much. And so I'm going to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. And may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Good night, everybody, and all those records are now closed. Bye-bye.